Hi, I'm Brooklyn, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Brooklyn. Hey there, kids commuters, and welcome to a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a new theme this week, which means a new Quizlet. That's coming up later in the show. You know the old nursery rhyme about the old woman who lived in a shoe, who had so many children she didn't know what to do? You know who else had so many children? Composer Johann Sebastian Bach, that's who. The famous Baroque composer had 20 children, and a few of them even became well-known composers. We're going to learn about them this week. It is Bach Week. Now, the Bach family is one of the most important musical families ever, and for lots of reasons, we'll be getting into some of that this week. Johann Sebastian Bach, or J.S. Bach, as we'll call him, was born in Eisenach, Germany, in the year 1685. Bach was orphaned when he was 10 years old, and he went to live with his older brother, Johann Christoph Bach, who taught him how to play the keyboard. By the way, you'll notice a lot of similar names in the Bach family. As we learn more about them this week, we will help you keep them straight. Anyway, Johann Christoph Bach did a great job teaching Johann Sebastian Bach, who became well known for his skills at the keyboard. And by keyboard here, we're talking about the harpsichord. Here's a little Bach harpsichord music. And the organ. Here's a little Bach organ music. The piano had not been invented yet. I know, it's hard to imagine a time before the piano, but there really was one. Now, J.S. Bach was a Lutheran, and a lot of his most famous music was written for church services. One of his most famous works is called St. Matthew's Passion. One of his most important contributions to music was that he was one of the first people who was really good at working with what musicians call counterpoint. It's a way of weaving musical voices together while still letting them stay individual. Remember the book report music from last week?
A book report on Peter Rabbit.
A book report on Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit. Habit.
That's kind of counterpoint. Here's another example. Producer Tony and I will demonstrate. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, merrily, life is but a dream.
Counterpoint. Now that brings us to today's piece. Over Bach's career, he had become an absolute boss of keyboard instruments. And in the year 1722, he wrote his first book of music to try to teach some of that skill to his students. And it was called The Well-Tempered Clavier, which are pieces of keyboard music written in every possible major and minor key. He wrote another volume of the book 20 years later. And here's the thing. We are still talking about it. The Well-Tempered Clavier is considered one of the most important collections of classical music ever written. And I mean, 296 years later, it's still being used by piano teachers to instruct their students. That's millions of pianists that Bach has influenced in only 296 years. Thousands and thousands of musicians still play Bach's work every single day. Okay, I know, that is a whole lot of information about Bach, and trust me, we left out a bunch. But let's get to some music now. Here is a beautiful recording of J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue No. 1 from the Well-Tempered Clavier by French pianist Hélène Grumont.
Thank you.
pianist Hélène Grimont performed a beautiful version of J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue No. 1 from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Okay, kids commuters, time now to get to our Quizlet. Each week we'll ask you a question, drop you a couple of hints, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a prize. Here's this week's question. This music is Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. This is normally played on the organ, but in the year 1940, it was played with a full orchestra in a famous animated movie you might very well have seen. What's the name of this movie? If you know the answer right now, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And they're a little different from last year, so answer the question, find out what's in them. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.